Well, what do you call it when it's when that water, you know, is up there in the air, but it's not really, doesn't feel like it's falling. It's just up there, you know, and it blocks your view.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you call that? There was some out this morning when I drove up here. You know, you
see the sun just a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, but not, but it's
just the haze between me and the sun.
Okay, all right.
A fog.
Okay, okay. What do you call the day or the weather if you've got some fog?
Real foggy weather.
Okay.
Bad to be out. Danger to be driving.
Dangerous to be driving. I know. I've got to drive back. If you have a dry spell, a long one for weeks and weeks, what do you call that?
Drought.
Okay. How long does it have to be before you call it a drought?
Well, you just can't even dig up the dirt or nothing, Harlan. We've had a terrible drought like we had last year.
Yeah, lasts a long time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If the wind hadn't been blowing or anything, but it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, what do you say the wind is? The wind is what?
Getting up.
Okay. And if it has been blowing real hard, but it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker, you might say the wind is
what? Slowing down.
Okay. If you go out in the fall, now not in the winter, but in the fall, you know, and it just feels just a little bit of cold in the air, you know, but
just a little damp enough to make you feel chilly.
Okay, what if it feels good? What would you say? It feels kind of. What would
that
you
fog makes me feel good this morning if it's been hot and dry.
Okay, yeah, I would. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you'd say last night we had a light
frost.
Okay. You might say, man, it was so cold last night, the lake
froze over.
Okay, I bet it did, too. but I hope it won't, what, again tonight?
I hope it won't be that cold tonight again. If it do more, it'd be like I was the other morning. My head and froze up back there.
Oh, no kidding.
I went back there and unfold it and walked around the house and let some paper and put under them pipes, and I got a good eating out from my son when I built him.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Mama, he
said, Mama, you ought to have more sense than that.
Yeah, really? You could burn your house down.
Not this rock house very
easy
on the
true.
Outside.
It is rock.
I say on the outside. Now, if it had been on the inside, it'd been different.
Yeah, you could have caught your curtains on fire or something.
Yeah, it couldn't have caught my curtains on fire back there. It was that hydrant back there. It could have caught them up hanging up there top, too, that Geneva put up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they so was so good to me after I rented this place.
Is that right?
My youngest daughter was. Now, these was here.
Uh-huh.
You can see they're nearly played out.
Yeah.
But she bought me some pretty flowered ones last week.
Uh-huh.
I bought them for her one time and gave her $20 for them.
Wow.
Well, I used them about 3 months and she wanted them back. I had them in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I said, give me what I give you and you can have them. Well, she paid me just exactly what I gave her. So about the other day, she come in here the other day and said, Mommy, here's these curtains now. I don't know what room you want to put them in, the front room or your bedroom.
So now she's going to let you have them, huh?
Yeah, they're in there now, in the bedroom.
That's great. That's
in my bedroom in there.
I wish I had somebody come give me curtains, I tell you.
And they're beautiful. They're beautiful curtains.
Yeah.
And these here, I want them in here, and I don't want them in here.
Yeah.
Make this too dark.
Yeah.
And so I think I'll let her put them up in the bedroom.
Well, I'll tell you.
But I hope she won't come back to the mama on the curtains again.
Yeah, I didn't want them back. Yeah, really.
That's what I say. I hope she won't come to mama on the curtains back again.
Yeah, I'll take them back now.